there was something else I wanted to talk to you about, and that was the guy who used to be your accountant. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. That's going to get ugly, I have a feeling. He lost his house.
Yeah.
He's pretty pissed. He wanted to have me sign affidavits saying, you know, basically about the whole situation to use in this lawsuit. And I'm like, dude, let me freaking try and get this resolved, because I talked to John about it when you were there before.
Right.
And he said he was going to look into it, so I haven't followed up with him since. But I think he's on ice for a little bit, but he's pretty pissed.
Well, understandably, you know, and he knew it was your house. And
so why can't John call Richard and say, dude?
Well, he has, and I guess, I don't know what the situation is, but, you know, exactly, but whatever offer was made, it was kind of the best that could be done. And it didn't sound like it was sufficient to make your buddy, the accountant, happy. But
there was nothing. They didn't do anything.
I heard there was like 20 grand offered.
20 what?
20,000 offered to settle.
Done. No.
No.
Absolutely not. Not even close. I mean, the FTC said before they sued us, they'd settle it for $10 million. And so that's what I told John. And John's like, no. Pay this guy, it's 600 grand, he's in tight with Reed, and they'll talk to whoever the hell's behind this whole thing and get it resolved for a reasonable amount.
Right.
Which, if it was, you know, a few million, something we could afford, great, mm-hmm. you know. So we had this meeting with me and John and Richard. You know who Richard is?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, okay. And Richard's like, yeah, we're part of this big thing that has all this money. And he had some very good points. He said that, you remember when Obama was running for office, he said he was going to change all the payday loans so it's not abusive, and, you know, they changed the rates or something. He's like, nothing ever happened because we have this really powerful group that's tied to Reed and, you know, these guys, and he gave me all these specific. He's like, you know, there's this one guy, this company pays this guy 20 grand a month because Reed said so. But Reed's the guy that has the power to get this stuff done. So we bought into the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
And in John's defense, John wasn't the one pitching us all this stuff specifically about Reed. You know, he just hooked us up with Richard. And the problem is Richard doesn't even talk to us anymore. And
right.
So, I told John, I'm like, John, I'm giving, I said, I don't really feel like, if this doesn't work, I'm screwed because I'm giving you the money that we need for our attorneys
mm-hmm.
for this deal. And he's like, trust me, it'll work, yada, yada, yada. And that's what I told Scott to get him to use his line of credit on the house. So that's why he's bent with
right.
John's, because I'm like, look, the guy in the attorney general's office is saying this is what it's going to take to get it done. Let's just do it. We'll be done with this. And so when you try to get information, like, okay, so what happened? What happened with the 300 grand? Who got it? What did they do?
Obviously, I don't know.
I know you don't, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. All I know is, all I heard was that there was just that, you know, and for whatever reason, to just put it behind them, that they were going to offer Scott $20,000. Have you not heard that, or he wouldn't, or he wouldn't take that?
No, they haven't offered him that.
If that came through, do you think he'd move forward?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. If Scott got an offer to settle this thing for 20 grand, he's happy as can be.
Okay.
So I didn't realize that's what you're talking about, just more
right.
recently. So Richard's just, instead of giving the money back to Scott, he's trying to actually.
So John went, and my understanding is John went to Richard and said, look, I know you think you don't have, you've done your part, and you don't have anything, but as a favor, you know, go. Let's get this election over with and help this guy out.
Okay. That would be great. I'd feel.
Do you think, would you be comfortable?
Yeah.
Going to Scott and saying, look, let's not pursue this any further.
Yeah.